The Ukrainian government has threatened to detain a leading activist who is currently being treated in hospital after he was allegedly abducted and tortured by security forces. Meanwhile, Russia has clashed with Western powers over the issue of Ukraine's future at a security summit in Munich in Germany. Stefan Boss reports.
Activist Dmytro Bulatov was moved to intensive care after police reportedly tried to detain him in hospital. Ukraine's interior ministry said he should be put under house arrest, as the 35-year-old young man was both a victim of kidnapping and a suspect in organizing mass disorder. Speaking from hospital, activist Bulatov warned anti-government protests would continue, despite allegations that authorities are using death squads. He says, "There is not a single spot on my body that doesn't hurt. My face was cut and they threatened to prick one of my eyes while cutting off a piece of my ear. They crucified me, nailing me to a door and beat me viciously at the same time. I also had a sack over my head. But despite all these things and other cruel torture as well, we will not be intimidated. Nothing will stop us." The controversy came while the West and Russia clashed over the future of Ukraine at a security conference in Munich, Germany. European Council President Herman Van Rompuy said the future of Ukraine belongs with the EU, while US Secretary of State John Kerry stressed he backed what he called Ukraine's fight for democracy. Yet speaking through an interpreter, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused those defending violent protests of double standards.
What does incitement of increasingly violent street protests have to do with promoting democracy?
Ukraine's opposition says, however, most demonstrators are peaceful, and opposition leader Arseniy Yatsenyuk urged the EU to impose sanctions.
Sanctions is a perfect tool to convince the government to stick to the standards of democracy, but not dictatorship.
Yet the EU remains cautious, explained Polish Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski.
Sanctions tends to be the end of politics, and we are in a situation in which the president of Ukraine has made important concessions to the opposition, and we should do everything to encourage them to find a compromise.
But that appears wishful thinking, at least for now. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.